Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Cabinet meeting of Monday, the 16th of March 2020. Item number one is to receive apologies for absence. We haven't received any. Okay. Item number two is declarations of interest. Any declarations of interest? No. Okay, item number three is to approve as a correct record the minutes of the meeting held on the 17th of February 2020 as circulated. I would like to propose that we sign those as an accurate record. We could have a seconder, Councillor Faulkner. All in favour? Thank you very much. I will sign those. Okay, so we're on to item number four, to consider any urgent business brought forward to the meeting under Rule 12. I don't believe we have any urgent business. No. So item number five is the forward plan. Chief Secretary.
Thank you, Leader. This is the forward plan from the 1st of March through to the 30th of June this year. Happy to take any questions on the forward plan.
Thank you. Any questions on the forward plan? No. Good. So we are on to item number six, the quarter three revenue and capital outturn report 2019-20. Okay.
Thank you, Leader. So this is the third quarterly report for the financial year 2019-20, and this presents the forecast outturn position in relation to the usual areas of the revenue budget, the capital programme, treasury and risk management activities. Overall, there's a forecast pressure of 46,000 for the full financial year against a net budget of 10.617 million, which is slightly less than it was at quarter two. One of the key reasons for this reduction is in anticipated income from recycling. This risk was identified in the MCFS, and funding has been earmarked in the reserves to mitigate this risk. Should it be required, this can be drawn down at the end of the financial year to offset it. The more significant variations are detailed at paragraph 2.2, and these include the HR team forecast of an underspend of 87,000, net saving forecast in housing of 74,000, environmental health forecasting a net saving of 48,000, and these are offset by forecast cost pressures in arts, brew house and function suites of 71,000, and cost pressures in the environment section of 356,000. Within section 3.2, there's a summary by service and budget, and detailed explanations are provided in paragraph 4.2. As usual, there's also the full schedule of variances attached at Appendix A to the report. In terms of the capital programme, the capital spending plans total 4.7 million and are set out at table 6.1. At this stage, there are no issues noted. There's further narrative provided in section 6, which also provides a list of the capital receipts received during the year. In terms of treasury management activities, details on investments and borrowing are provided in section 5 and appendix B. At the end of December, borrowing stood at 11.1 million and investments stood at 41 million. Investment returns as at quarter 3 have been favourable. The report continues to highlight the risk associated with the timing of capital receipts, which have been allocated for debt repayment within the budget, and how these are mitigated. In terms of risk management, Appendix C contains more significant risks facing the Council, including what actions are identified to mitigate these risks. These were those that were identified at the 31st of December. In terms of recommendations, these are detailed in section 12.1, 12.2 and 12.3 of the report. And I'm happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Sal. Does anybody have any questions or comments that they would like to make? Obviously, we've been through the report in some detail in recent weeks. So I'd just like to say thank you to everybody involved in terms of the savings identified, and encourage you to carry on in terms of looking to balance the budget by the end of the financial year, appreciating that current events may place some extra strain on our ability to achieve that. So the recommendation is that we note these reports. So I am going to suggest that we note them. Thank you. Okay, item number seven is the Corporate Plan Performance Report 2019-20 Quarter 3. Dan.
Thank you. This report provides an update on the Council's progress towards achieving the priorities set out in the Corporate Plan at the third quarter. There are 109 indicators across the three corporate priorities. Each are graded in the usual red, amber or green. Out of the 109 targets, 94 are green, 1 is amber, 5 are red. One is put forward for deletion, two are to be deferred, and six are not yet due to be reported. Of those 100 targets that are live, 94% are green, 1% are amber, and 5% are red. Section 5.4 of the report highlights those targets that have been assigned a red or an amber status. Section 5.42 shows those targets that were completed off target or behind schedule in previous quarters. Section 5.5 lists those targets that are to be deferred, and section 5.6 lists the target that is recommended for deletion. Overall, this is another positive performance report, with 94% of live targets fully achieved or on track to be achieved. The recommendations from this report are set out at section 12.
Thanks, Tim. Any questions or comments on the report? Nope. Okay. In which case, I would like to move the recommendations at section 12, so consider the performance, to note the deferral, and to consider the deletion of CR06. If I could have a seconder for it. Councillor Barker, all in favour? All in favour, thank you very much. So we are on to item number 8, which is the Smarter Street Cleaning Programme Update Report. Paul.
Thank you, Leader. The street cleaning review that was carried out last year looked at four specific areas of the service, and this report provides an update on each of those. Firstly, we have the Bartek software system. The upgrade is imminent. All being well, we should transfer to the new system next week. That will enable us to capture real-time information onto the street cleaning service and enable us to allocate the resources on a priority need rather than the historic schedules. In terms of the A38, we had some success last year cleaning some difficult stretches of the A38. We also received a passing grade from DEFRA. The intention is to carry out further work in the spring and summer this year as well. In terms of bulky waste charges, the price increase came in on the 1st of April, and the budget is £4,000 up compared to the same period last year. And finally, in terms of education and enforcement, there is an appendix in the report that sets out the work that the community and civil enforcement team has been doing. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Any questions or comments on the Smarter Waste Street Cleaning Report? No? Okay, so the recommendation is that we note the progress that's been made in the previous recommendations for street cleaning. Are we happy to do so? Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Right, so we are on to item number 9, which is the review of policy for the granting of mandatory and discretionary non-domestic rate relief. And Sarah.
Thank you, Leader. As you just said, the purpose of the report is to seek approval of a revised policy for the granting of mandatory and discretionary non-domestic rate relief. The current policy was implemented in April 2015 has been reviewed and updated with proposed changes in the administration of awards. The key proposed changes are outlined in paragraph 5.1 of the report. Applications are invited to span the length of a new rating list, i.e. over 3 years, rather than just 1 year. There's improvements to the way Section 31 funded reliefs are awarded, and the policy now includes reference to hardship relief. Section 5.5 of the draft policy includes a requirement for charities to show how they fit in with the Council's priorities and local taxpayers. National organisations are required to clearly demonstrate how they operate at a local level. The rate relief application form has been reviewed and updated and is provided at Appendix 3. The recommendation is to approve the policy for implementation from the 1st of April 2020.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Any questions or comments on that? Again, I think the requirement around moving to the three-year period is obviously helpful in terms of giving certainty to organisations, again, particularly in the current state of difficulties potentially as well. So I'm more than happy with that. So the recommendation is that the proposed policy be approved for implementation with effect from the 1st of April 2020. So I'd like to propose that. Councillor Allen seconded. All in favour? Thank you very much. Thank you. Which point I will close the public part of the meeting, and since there are no press or public, I shan't bother reading this out, but we'll move into the private part of the meeting. Sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. I was crossing. Sorry. I do apologise. I shall stop. I was turning bits of paper over, and I'd missed the errant item number 10, the review, the very important review of the Neighbourhood Fund. Sarah, sorry.
This is a report of the review of the Neighbourhood Fund, which has been in operation as a rolling programme, three-year programme, since April 2017, and comes to an end in March 2020. The purpose of the report was to review that funding scheme, which provided a flexible funding opportunity for local community groups. The operation of the Neighbourhood Fund has seen significant investment, a total budget of £300,000 over a three-year funding period, and we're on track to have awarded £282,602.75 in grant funding to 28 projects by the end of March. The full list of the projects that received funding is in the appendices to the report. The combined total project value for all successful applications to the Neighbourhood Fund is approximately £2,447,336. So our Neighbourhood Fund contributions have been matched by over £2.1 million of other funding. The recommendations are set out in section 12.
Thank you. Any questions or comments on that? Obviously, again, extremely positive that our efforts have also managed to secure considerable additional funding in terms of investment into items in our community. So the recommendations at section 12 is that we note the content of the report, but also that we consider whether the committed funds should be carried forward beyond the 31st of March to enable these projects to be delivered, and if a timescale should be set for this. So do we have any recommendations on whether a specific timescale should be set?
As we said, it might only apply to applications.
Right. Okay, so a couple of months from April to end of May. Yeah, should we extend that a little bit again, just in terms of to the end of June? Does that sound reasonable, or does it matter in terms of just keeping it in the next financial year? Anyway, any officer input on that? So whether the committed funds be carried forward and a timescale for delivery of.
So I think that's an issue. It's really just about a carry forward. That's why it's the recommendation.
Yeah, it's just whether a timescale should be set for this.
If it didn't happen, then the relevant deputy leader would be alerting cabinet.
Okay. So should we set a timescale or not?
I was going to suggest it going into next financial year.
Yeah, that's what that would seem to be. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's make. Yeah. So let's make that the recommendation then. Yeah. Okay. So I will move that. Seconder, please. Councillor Faulkner, all in favour? Thank you very much. Right. Now, I'll close the public part of the meeting. Thank you very much.